people who believe in this so-called speaking in tongues, they'll say, you just don't understand. You know, this is a heavenly language. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It said, this is a tongue of angels. Like some operatic. I don't even know where they get this from. And I've heard people use this scripture. They'll say, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. It says there, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I said, there you go, the tongues of angels. You know? Okay. So let me ask you this. Does the Bible record angels talking in the Bible? So every time an angel's talking in the Bible, is it ever gibberish?
No.
Did Gabriel come to Mary and was just like, hala, hold on, hala, 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 hala. And she's like, what? I'm sorry, like, are you talking to me? You know? Every single time an angel's recorded talking in the Bible, it's understandable.
Man.
They're speaking in a language. So if you want to use that to say, yeah, these angels speak a language, yeah, they do speak. They speak the language of the person they're talking to.
Amen.
Point given, right there. Okay. Whether in the Old Testament it was in Hebrew, or as the New Testament it was in Greek, they spoke an actual language.
Amen.
Okay. Now, Hebrews 2 verse 1 says this, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So he's saying, look, we need to give earnest heed. We need to pay attention to what we're hearing. Why? Because the word spoken by angels was steadfast. What they said came to pass because they were getting it from God, obviously. But in order for it to be steadfast, in order for it to be understandable, in order for people to give heed to what they're saying, it had to be in a specific language that they could understand.